It's side two of the record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scherr. It can be difficult to get politicians to agree, but members of the British Columbia legislature have joined together to unanimously apologize for the past treatment of Chinese Canadians, linking us right back to the conversation Ross had about covenants in housing. Roughly 100 laws, regulations, and policies were passed and implemented in British Columbia between 1871 and the end of the Second World War. These laws discriminated against Chinese Canadians. Vaughn Palmer is political correspondent for the Vancouver Sun. Hello, Vaughn.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm very good. This ties right into these conversations we've been having about the kinds of cities we have lived in and what's underneath our feet, what's historically underneath our feet. What were these laws that discriminated against Chinese Canadians?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, actually. British Columbia ended up with the bulk of people immigrating to Canada from China or coming here. People were originally brought here to work on the railway. But from the beginning, they weren't really allowed to bring their families. They weren't granted citizenship rights. They couldn't vote until after the Second World War, 1947. They were charged a special tax, and there was every kind of law and policy against them. And it's been a long, festering controversy here in Canada. There are obviously a history of racism involving other minorities as well, but because there's so many Chinese Canadians and because it was so pervasive, there was a feeling that the British Columbia government ought to apologize for all this at some point. The nice thing about it that happened here is that our political parties all agreed, worked together on the apology, joined together in adopting it in our legislature with a large number of Chinese Canadians in the public galleries and some of them on the floor of the legislature. So it was a day of coming together and a nice gesture. The national government apologized for its share of this a few years ago, and that head tax I referred to and some of the restrictions on immigration were actually imposed by the national government. But the provincial government was pretty bad. We heard people read out things that, you know, terribly racist things that members of our legislature had said. At one point, the BC legislature even voted to send Chinese Canadians back to China in large numbers. Happily, our national government disallowed that attempt, but nevertheless, it's not a pretty history, and it was long overdue to apologize.
Boy, I wonder what some of the legislative proceedings in Washington State would read like, considering what you're saying.
Well, we're pretty bad. I hope there aren't too many around that would be the equal of it. One of the moments that we had some members of our legislature gave very moving speeches. We have a member of our legislature, Richard Lee, whose grandfather emigrated, came to Canada around the time of the First World War, paid the $500 tax, which, of course, at that time, that was an enormous amount of money to get into Canada, was never allowed to bring his family over. And Richard was actually born in China and wasn't able to come to Canada to see his grandfather until the 1970s. So when he spoke, people paid attention. It was very moving. We had another woman of Chinese-Canadian ancestry, Jenny Kwan, spoke in the legislature as well. And she drew attention to a couple of veterans of the Canadian forces who were Chinese-Canadian who fought for Canada in the Second World War, even though they didn't have citizenship rights. I mean, imagine going to fight for a country that won't even give you the vote, right?
I think there are a lot of Americans that just said, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, it's for us, it's as I said, it's a reminder of our history. And as I said, British Columbia legislature has had some nasty days in its history. And obviously, politics divides people. People argue about things. But in this case, the government, the opposition, the one Green member of the BC legislature, and the independent all supported the motion. Everyone spoke, and it was a day of unity and a day for contrition and reflection.
Vaughn, you mentioned that head tax. Did you say, is there any reparation for some of these affected families?
The national government, when they apologized for it in 2006, also offered compensation to the survivors. Now, it had been so long since anybody paid it that it wasn't a huge payout, but they did offer compensation to people, and people were able to access that money.
By the way,
took a while for the apology to come. I imagine there are other communities who have been discriminated against in Canada. Any other instances where we're going to be hearing about this or apologies
coming?
Yeah,
there's been, obviously, the Canadian government has been involved in apologizing to Japanese Canadians for their internment during the Second World War. We've had an apology for an episode in Vancouver where a large number of people from the Indian subcontinent were detained on a ship in Vancouver Harbor and sent back to India. So, yeah, I mean, and obviously Aboriginal Canadians, Native Canadians, there's a long list of issues there. There's a National Reconciliation Commission dealing with people who were taken away from their families and sent to residential schools and badly treated there. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of history. And, you know, Steve, you always hear from people saying, oh, well, you know, it's politically correct and it all happened in the past and I had nothing to do with it. And I guess what I say on all that is, look, we commemorate our history in all sorts of ways. We recognize our history in all sorts of ways. We have a Remembrance Day to remember the people who died in the war. Here in Canada, we have Victoria Day, which commemorates Queen Victoria and recalls our British connection. So, you know, we have Labor Day to commemorate labor movement's role in building the country. I don't see a problem myself in the idea that from time to time you acknowledge your history, you recognize where you've advanced, you think about the things we're doing today that maybe our descendants may end up apologizing for in the future. And you also work it into the curriculum of the schools, which is what our governments are doing, so that, you know, one of the nice touches that happened in the legislature this week, one of our members pointed out, Sir Richard McBride was the Premier of British Columbia right at the turn of the 18th to the 19th century, so 1903 or 4. He declared that British Columbia was a white man's province. It was going to be a white man's province. Well, one of our members of the legislature got up and said, there's a school in his constituency called Sir Richard McBride Elementary. And he spoke at that school the other day. And that school is now full of Chinese-Canadian kids and Indo-Canadian kids. So it's mixed race. There's the entire diversity of British Columbia is represented there. And he just thought that was an irony, reflecting on how the our history has changed. Well, there may be some people think that's politically correct or, you know, today taking a moral superiority to the past. To me, it's just a sign of how our society's changed for the better.
Yeah, well, Vaughn, as you said, I imagine that our descendants will be apologizing for us on many fronts. All right, Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, a regular on the record. It's good to talk to you again.
Great. Bye-bye, Steve.
Take care.